Blog Talk Radio.
Attitude of gratitude on tonight. We have a spirit of thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, hallelujah, that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Hallelujah. We can have nothing unless we received it first. And we thank God, Lord, that you continue to pour out blessings, continue to bless us, continue to cover us, continue to keep us in your magnificent glory be to God power. So we give your name praise on tonight as we come to you with prayers. We come to you asking and, Father God, petitioning and bringing our supplications to you. We know that you hear us as we pray. With two or more gathered in the name of Jesus, we know that you are in our midst. So we thank God for every caller, those who will call in. We thank God for the New Creation Church family. I thank God for my life, my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, my children, my grandchildren, my church family. I'm just grateful today. There's something about gratitude. Hallelujah. My mother used to say how people needed home training, and if she saw a kid who was disrespectful or didn't have manners, she said he had or she had no home training. And I thank God for my upbringing that taught me how to respect. And I thank God as you and I reverence God, as you and I, hallelujah, honor God, he will in turn honor us. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons, joined with my beautiful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We welcome you to our Tuesday night intercessory prayer time. Prayer is important because prayer is powerful and effective, and we know that prayer works. I need to say that again. Prayer do and does work. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. The Bible says Hannah prayed, and God opened up her barren womb. Hallelujah. David prayed and got instruction from God on many occasions and won many battles. Moses and Joseph, so many prayed, and God honored their prayers and allowed his godly wisdom and insight to come down to man as they did impossible feats for God. And that's why we pray, because we need God on our side. Yeah. And if we know if God before us, nothing in this world can stop us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to a coworker today who told me about he took a meditation class, and he was sharing with me about he got a meditation coach and learned how to meditate. And I just want to read a verse of scripture as I try to get insight on what he got involved with. And he knows that I'm a believer. He knows that I'm a man of God. He knows that I am a Christian. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, before we pray, I just want to read a few passages of scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you should put on. Is not life greater in quality than food?
Yes.
And the body far above more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, the Bible says. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Jesus, are you not worth much more than they? I'm about to run. And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? What are we going to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave, diligently seeking all things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. Verse 33. But seek Jesus. Aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. All these things taken together will be given to you besides. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Hallelujah. And that's why we pray. That's why we come to pray. We need the peace of God. We need to be steadfast and know that God is our master.
Yeah.
This world is not our master. Money's not our master. We're going to serve God and God alone, and we're going to go to God in prayer tonight.
Yeah.
We don't want to worry. We don't want to be anxious. We don't want to be stressed out. So prayer is the equalizer. Prayer is the remedy. The power of prayer will keep you centered and focused, seeking first the kingdom of God, going to church, praying, reading your body, serving God, loving people unconditionally, forgiving those who come against you, believing by faith that what God has promised you will surely come to pass. I thank God for the word. I thank God for people who pray for me. I thank God allowing me to come to him. When I even go into that worry mode, I go to God in prayer.
Yes, yes.
Because all of us are human. All of us sometimes get overwhelmed with life. But get back to God. Get back to his word. Get back to trusting God and not worrying. Put it in God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
The word says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for prayer. We thank you that we don't have to get a meditation coach.
Yes.
You said if we meditate on your word day and night, good success will come to us.
Yes.
You said if our minds be stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Your word says, bring your prayers and supplications unto God.
Yes.
And the God of all understanding, your understanding can't even comprehend how God will keep your mind in perfect peace. So, Lord, that's the peace that we have. That's the meditation that we need. That's the reason we don't worry, because we come and we know that prayer is effective and powerful. The Bible said you know what we need. You know we got to pay the mortgage, and you know we need food to stay alive and water to drink. You know we need clothes, even in New Jersey, as the winter months approach. You know we need heating and utilities paid, and we have needs, Lord. So we're coming to you right now. Meet every need. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything that we need will be added unto us. You know we need to be warm. You know we need to eat. You know we sometimes need a job. Who's on this prayer line? Sometimes somebody needs a financial miracle. They need healing in their body. So right now, in the name of Jesus, meet every need, Lord, in every household. Bless that single parent, Lord, putting that child through college. Bless that young married couple trying to close on that home. Bless even our retirees and those, Father God, who have worked sound careers. Bless them in their latter years in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless indeed. Enlarge our territory. Bless us so much that we can become a blessing to somebody else.
Yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus. We have not because we ask not. And I'm asking for overflow with finances. I'm asking for overflow for that person who is discouraged. Restore their joy tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Discouragement right now. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. I said we bind up the spirit of discouragement. What we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. So we bind up worrying. And we bind up anxiety. We bind up the spirit of stress and fear. We bind up, Lord, insomnia for those persons who have restless nights. We bind up in the name of Jesus, Lord, anything that's not of your will for our lives. And, Lord, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We are new creations because your word says, if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. We are a new creation, Christian Ministries. We believe that we have been made new. We believe that we have the Spirit of God instead of the spirit of the world. We believe that God is transforming our lives. He sees every tear. He knows every hurt. He knows every enemy and hater that's trying to come against us. He knows in the name of Jesus those who are wishing that we fell. But, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors, oh, Kaba'ata, through those who love God and called according to his purpose. I declare and decree everybody on this prayer line, you're more than a conqueror. You're victorious in Christ Jesus. You were born to win. Hallelujah. Oh, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, in the womb, I knew you, and I called you, and I ordained you. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Even as my wife played that song, the anointing, Vicky Yoey, give us an anointing that destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus was anointed. He said, the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Oh, glory be to God. You are anointed if you're on this prayer line. You do have supernatural ability from God Almighty. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Hallelujah. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it even entered or penetrated your heart what God has in mind for you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're going to lean on the word. We're not going to become weary in well-doing. We're going to trust in your word in the name of Jesus. We declare in the word over our lives tonight that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We shall be the lender and not the borrower. We shall and we are first and not last. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, our trust is in you. We don't care what the world is doing. We don't care how many wars are around us. We want to put our faith and trust in you. 1,000 will fall at our left, and 10,000 might fall at our right. And your word assures us that it won't come near our dwelling. So, Lord, help us to stay in the secret place. Oh, glory be to God. Pastor, I felt it when I said it. This prayer line every Tuesday night is one of those secret places. Oh, the enemy can't touch us. Oh, hallelujah. Praying. We are covered in prayer. He only has power that we give him. In the name of Jesus, put the devil under your feet. Put him up under your feet where he belongs. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for the people of God assembled on this prayer line tonight. Meet every need. Bless their seed and their offspring on tonight. Bless every marriage represented on this prayer line. Meet every financial obligation in the name of Jesus. The unemployed, Lord, give them gainful employment. Open doors that no man can shut in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thanks.
We bless your name.
Yes,
and we say hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
We say hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah.
I wish you just say hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah.
I know we're living in a peculiar time. I know we're living in a trying day. But Jesus said, don't be overcome by this world.
Yes.
I have already overcome the world.
Yes.
So we are going to be encouraged tonight. The Bible says encourage one another. Bear each other's burdens. And that's why Pastor and I stand in the gap, believing that God will touch and agree with us tonight that you already got the victory. You already got the job if your resume, your application is out there. If you're in need of housing, you already, glory be to God, got the housing. If they're threatening foreclosure and they're threatening garnishes and judgment, God's going to turn it around. Woo! I say he's the God of the turnaround. He's the God of a second chance. My wife preached a message on Sunday. We might be down, but we're not giving up. Hallelujah. Oh, I felt that when I, Pastor, I felt it when I said it. You preached us something happy on Sunday. And that's why if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am excited. If I sound like I'm going to run on, it's because I am going to run on. I heard a preach word at my church. I'm ready to run on. Ain't no quitting us. Ain't no stopping us now. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil done made us mad. We got him on the run in the name of Jesus. The word says resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and God will draw near to you.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for every caller.
Yes.
Bless every life. Restore their praise. Restore the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. Give them jubilee once again in the midst of storms. Allow them to be happy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Allow people, glory be to God, who put their trust in you to be renewed in their strength and their inner man. Glory be to God.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for New Creation Church.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the visitors that we've been having every single week.
Yes.
Signs, wonders, and miracles are following those who believe. Thank you for Yahya. And what's the other young man's name who got saved last week? Hallelujah. Edwin and Yahya.
Yes.
These two young men got saved and gave their lives to Christ. So many negative reports about our young people. And two young men came to church and gave their life to Christ. The devil is a liar. Our young people will be prosperous. Our young people are successful. Our young people are the leaders of tomorrow in the name of Jesus. So bless every child, every teenager, every young adult in the name of Jesus. Show them your mighty hand, God. Show them who you are at an early age. Show them your glory so they can put their faith and their trust in you because you're God of all. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are El Shaddai. You are Emmanuel.
Yes.
You are the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
You are wonderful Counselor.
Yes.
You are mighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And aside you, there is no other in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come to you tonight.
Yes.
Humbly saying, Lord, forgive us of any sins known and unknown. Repent right now. We repent right now, Lord, and we apologize, and we come to the throne of grace saying, Lord, forgive us. All have fallen short of the glory of God. The Apostle Paul wrote, all have fallen short of the glory of God, and your word reminds us not to stay high-minded or not to become conceited. So those of us who have never backslidden, we know it's by the grace of God. Those of us who have never returned to drugs and alcohol, it's by the grace of God. Those of us who are still believing by faith that God is able, it's by the grace of God. So, Lord, continue to pour out your grace. Continue to give us mercy in the time of need. Continue to bless your people. And bless them indeed.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless every grandmother. Bless every single parent. Bless every man of God, every husband, every father on this prayer line, every son, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every mother, God. Oh, glory be to God. That person who is in need of a miracle, you're a miracle-working God. And we're asking on behalf of them right now to show them that you're mighty. Show them that you're strong. Hallelujah. Lift up ye heads, O ye gates, and lift up ye doors, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. The psalmist wrote, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong in battle. The Lord mighty and strong in battle. So, Lord, we know in the name of Jesus that you're strong and mighty in battle. Help us to hold our peace and let you fight every battle. Help us to guard our tongue in this season. Help us to speak words to edify and words to build people up. Help us not to complain or murmur negative thoughts out of our minds. For out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, Lord, help us to guard our tongue and guard our hearts. Help us in the name of Jesus to tear down every stronghold, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the Oshaba'akata, mighty to the pulling down the strongholds. So, Lord, bless every person on this prayer line. Bless every person on this prayer line. They called in by faith. They are believing you by faith, Lord. They are standing in the need of prayer. Callers, we see those hands. And we're going to open up the prayer lines. We're going to open up the prayer lines. God is just, Pastor, let's go there. And let's open up the prayer lines. We don't know if it's a praise report or a prayer request, but press 1 on your phone device, put you on the air. Hallelujah. We see that hand. Call it 908-908. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Hallelujah. This is Sister Jeronette.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God.
I'm calling on this prayer line tonight because I was supposed to start another job tomorrow, temp job at UPS. And I did everything. The agency called me. We were ready to go. They were told me to report tomorrow at 12 noon so I can train, but my regular hours would be 7:30 to 4:30 up until February of next year. So I was happy, and I was praying to God that I can find something that was close within public transportation because I don't have a car. So God made a way for me to go to the airport, and I was all set to go tomorrow. I received a call almost 6:30, that they had canceled the order and went with an employee that's already there, someone that's within, an internal employee. I was discouraged and hurt because I talked to God, I prayed and everything, and I don't know what's going on and I can't see my way. But I know when I praise him, things are going to get better.
And I
know while I'm discouraged, but when I praise him, the discouragement goes away. Hallelujah.
Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So I got discouraged because they know that I don't have any income. And I can't file for unemployment because I haven't worked long enough. The other temp assignment was only for a month. And so I've been home since October 3rd. And I just can't find nothing permanent, just temp job after temp job after temp job. And it's frustrating because I have the qualifications.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. We are definitely going to lift that up before the Lord.
Yes.
And it's just amazing. We went to Matthew chapter 6.
Yes.
And only God's word knew you would be on this prayer line tonight.
Yes, yes.
And daughter, God don't want you to worry about tomorrow.
Yes.
Even though you got that discouraging phone call, it looked like it's one thing after another happening in this season of your life. As you said yourself, when you begin to praise God, and he put your mind on remind about how he brings you through each and every time, no matter how dark it gets. That's why you praise him.
Yes.
For what he's already done and what he will do.
Yes.
So we're going to pray, and we believe in God that he's going to continue to open doors for you for employment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As far as what you need in this season.
Yes.
So we just want to pray right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as we bound up that spirit and we bind it up again, that spirit of discouragement, Lord, we bind that demon up right now. That demon is lurking. That demon is on assignment, and we render him powerless right now. We take every authority, and we cast down the plan of the enemy against our sister, that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, they're after her faith, and the devil's after her praise, but she's going to praise you. She's going to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to speak to her heart.
Yes,
continue,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus to manifest miracles in the name of Jesus in her life.
Hallelujah.
Continue, Lord, to encourage her, even in the midst of discouragement.
Hallelujah.
Turn negative situation around.
Hallelujah.
Allow her
Hallelujah.
To take every negative thought that
Hallelujah.
Comes into her.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Allow her to take every negative
yes.
thought,
Hallelujah.
Every
Thank
thought of
you,
fear
Jesus.
And worry. Allow
yes.
her to cast it down
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus
name
and
of
give
Jesus.
It to
Hallelujah.
You, God. So, Lord,
yes,
we give
Lord.
We give her to you, Sister Jaronette.
And
we say, Lord, have
Hallelujah.
Mercy. Your
Thank
grace
you,
is sufficient.
Yes,
so, Lord,
Lord,
she is in need of a financial
Hallelujah.
Miracle. She is in need of employment.
Hallelujah.
She needs you to move, and glory be to God. We know that you see before we ask. So, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus,
name of
that
Jesus,
you will bless
Hallelujah.
Her, that you will
Hallelujah.
Allow the call to come. Oh, I
yes,
feel that
Lord.
Thing. Allow
yes,
the
Lord.
Call to come.
Hallelujah.
Allow the door to be open. Give her
Hallelujah.
Favor, Lord, where
Thank
she
you,
can
Jesus.
Get finances immediately. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
In the name
so, Lord,
of
we
Jesus.
Thank you. And
Hallelujah.
We say, bless her.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Her, Lord. Touch her life. Keep her mind in perfect peace.
Yes,
Thank you,
Guard
Jesus.
Her heart
yes,
from
Lord.
The attack of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Guard her heart, Lord.
Thank you,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We plead the blood over her life.
Hallelujah.
We plead the blood
Hallelujah.
Over Sister Jaron. We plead the blood over her household.
Jesus.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And we say it's already done.
Yes, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
We say
you,
it's
Jesus.
Already done.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, your word said everything she need
yes,
will be
Lord.
Added
Hallelujah.
Unto her. So we're going to believe the Bible tonight.
Yes, yes.
We're going to believe the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We're going to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
So
Lord,
encourage
your
heart, Lord.
Amen. Yes, God.
You,
encourage your heart in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In
you the name keep, of Jesus. Yes. You keep praising God. Just keep praising God. Like you said, there's a breakthrough in your praise. Not only do you feel better, but there's a supernatural release, and God's glory is released. When you praise him, when we praise him, it's not just a cliche that when praises go up, blessings come down. Praises moves us and shifts us into the face of God. Praise moves us and shifts us into the face of God, shifts
Hallelujah.
Us into the natural. Hallelujah. It makes God's wind blow towards us. It turns God's face towards us when we praise him. So,
Hallelujah.
Keep praising him. I preached a word on this past Sunday. I might be down, but I'm not giving up. And
Hallelujah.
That word is on my Facebook page. If you go over there, and it's on the church Facebook page, and listen to that word. It's only 61 minutes, but
Hallelujah.
That word is speak directly to your situation and shift you. The same anointing is still on that word, and it's going to continue to shift you into the supernatural, because what God has for you is for you. Amen. And what the devil's trying to do is block up your blessings and get you out of faith. But like you said, you're going to keep, even though you were discouraged and you were hurt, and this has happened before, you continue to move forward in God, because there is a door that he opens that no man can shut. So you just continue to move forward, believe God, trust God, know that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's always with you. God has your welfare, your well-being in mind. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So no good thing will God withhold from those who love him and the call according to his purpose. God is watching over his word in your life to perform it. So know that what God, he's going to do it. It's a discouraging time, and I know it's hard, but you just keep on. I mean, I remember a time last year, I didn't have heat in my house, and it was cold, but I kept trusting God, and he brought me through, you know. I kept praising God, because the devil is after our praise, and he will come against our finances, our resources, anything that he can to stop us, but we cannot be stopped. We cannot be stopped. We're going to keep praising God. We're going to keep believing God and hold on. Like Job said, I'm going to hold on, because my change is going to come. Your change is going to come. And when God shifts that thing, there'll be no turning back. There'll be no turning back. Once you break through this thing, and you will break through, because the devil can't hold up your stuff for much longer. You know, God allows certain things to happen, but he knows where he's taking you. And he's taking you to the land of overflow. He's taking you to a better place. He's taking you to a position where you will have more than enough. You are qualified. He didn't let you get those credentials for nothing. God's going to use those credentials. He's going to open doors. He's going to give you the ability to, he's already given you the ability to get wealth. So he's given you the ability to get wealth. So the devil has to back up. I see the devil backing up in the spirit now, because you won't back up. Oh, glory. I see the devil back up. The spirit
Hallelujah. Now,
you won't back up. Thank Hallelujah.
Yes,
he wants
Lord.
You
Hallelujah.
To back up, but you got him in the corner. You got him on retreat. You got him
Thank
backing
you,
up because he thought
Hallelujah.
This would be it.
Hallelujah.
God's
Thank
going to provide
Jesus.
For you. Hallelujah. And he's going to take you to that place. Keep moving forward. Watch that
Hallelujah.
Word. He's going to bless you. Amen. And watch
Hallelujah.
God move in your life. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jenna, you be encouraged.
Yes.
And I just want you to meditate on that entire chapter of Matthew chapter 6.
Yes.
Okay.
It will encourage your heart. You can stay in that. The entire chapter is going to bless you because God has a plan for your life. And we believe and trust God, just like that negative phone call came, the positive phone call. That's why Pastor said, listen to that message from Sunday. We believe the next phone call is going to be a positive, favorable phone call. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Keep the
Hallelujah.
Faith, my sister.
Yeah.
Keep the faith.
You.
God bless you.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, when you preached on Sunday and Jesus saw their faith, I believe he sees her faith tonight.
He sees her faith.
He sees
my
her
God.
Faith. She called into this prayer line.
Yes.
And it's not a coincidence that we read Matthew chapter 6.
Right, exactly.
Not knowing what she was going through specifically.
Yes.
But God knew. God knew. And I pray that scripture ministers to her as it do all of us on this prayer line. Amen. The word says, don't worry about tomorrow. God has tomorrow under control. In the name of Jesus. We're going to take more calls tonight. Just press 1 on your phone, and we will put you on the air. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Area code 813. God bless you. Your line is open.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Miriam from Florida. And I just want to say, today I had my sister come over, and we praised the Lord. We read the word, and you know, we had specific things we prayed about trying to, I don't know if it's the correct thing to try and anoint my children. You know, they're adults, you know that. There's a lot of contentions going on. That's ongoing. But I'm going to trust God that he is going to win that battle as he always does. I'm not going to,
yeah.
you know, think negatives. And so my sister and I, we had a long prayer. And then later on throughout the day, you know, I was into the Lord. But then this evening, I felt very, very tense, like everything bothered me. And I knew that was Satan trying to get me. But I said, no, I'm going on the prayer line. So I praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank you for everything that you are doing. And I want to continue to praise the Lord like Sister Jeronette, because I know the Lord is the giver, and he will take us right through it without it
Amen.
When we least
Amen.
Expect it. So I
That's
just want
right.
to say that tonight. And I love you guys, and God bless you. Thank you for everything. May the Lord continue to give you the strength that to carry on with this mission on this phone line. I mean, I've only been on it a couple months, but it's been just so rewarding and edifying for me. Thank you.
Amen, Sister Miriam. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. That is the spirit of retaliation and backlash. The tense is a spiritual attack, and we bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory over your life. Because you are praying and worshiping God in your house with your sister, the devil does not like that. So he will try to send a spiritual attack
yes.
to try to make you uncomfortable, to bring pressure
mm-hmm.
onto you. But he's already defeated. So we know that he, you know, his power is limited. So we just thank God that you and your sister are praying. As God showed me that as you guys were praying, it's like the rivers of Ezekiel, how the rivers of Ezekiel flowed out of the house. They flowed out of the house, and they healed everything. The waters, as they flowed over everything that they touched was healed.
Yes.
My God, you talked about anointing your children, and God
yes.
said that the blessing starts at your house. The blessing is starting at your house, and it's going to be an overflow into the lives of your children, because, yes, you are blessed, and your children are blessed. The Bible says that the blessing is for you and your children. So you and your children are blessed, and it may not seem like it, and it may not look like it, but they are blessed. Because God said they were blessed. Amen. So as
Amen.
You continue with your walk to the Lord, the more that you the more that you revere the Lord, the more that you reverence the Lord, the more his glory, the more that his glory will be revealed in you and in your life. The more that
Amen.
You reverence him,
Lord.
The more he will reveal his glory in you and in your life, and it will overflow into the lives of everybody that you come into connect into contact with.
Thank you, God.
We just thank God for you and your heart for God and how he's blessing you and your family. And
Thanks.
If the devil's coming, that means that you know that your victory is
yes.
near. You know, when the devil comes
Praise
in like
the
a
Lord.
Flood. The Spirit of the Lord basically stands. So when he attacks like this, when we can feel the attack, then we know that God is working. God is working behind the scenes. He thought that when we can feel the attack of the devil and the pressure of the devil, we know that God is doing the Romans 8:28 in our lives, you know, that he's working in the middle of all things for our good.
Yes.
And he's turning things
Amen.
Around. And he's the will in the middle of the will. That he's working
Thank
things out behind the scenes. So we're going to pray for you and your family.
You.
Father God, I thank you
thank
for Sister Miriam. Lord, we thank you for her life. Thank you for her children, God. Thank you for
thank
salvation,
you.
God. Thank you for her
thank
sister,
Father.
God. Thank you, Father God,
thank
for two or more coming together in your name, God.
Yes.
And Father God, have a sweet fellowship and worshiping you and going into your word and praying, God. And, Lord, thank you for being in their midst, Lord, that your glory fills the house on this afternoon as they worship and praise and praise together. Yes. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. Bless my sister. I bind up the hand of Satan. I come against the spirit of oppression and depression. Hallelujah, that's trying to come upon her. I thank you, Lord, for loosing her. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. To go forth, oh, God, continue to rejoice. Hallelujah. Continue to rejoice. Continuing to praise your name, continuing to magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, like we said, when we praise you, God, you show up. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you. I blow a fresh wind over her life, God, that your Ruach winds blow over her life right now, God. Times are fresh enough to be found in your presence, God. So, touch her right now. Lord, touch her right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands on her, God. Let her feel your power. Let her feel your presence, God. Let her feel your touch, God. And let her feel your peace, God. Let her feel your comfort. Let her feel your joy, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for fresh touch. That's it. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Thank you. Jesus,
thank you for a fresh touch over my sister and over her life, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord being her strength, God. Thank you, Lord, for rejoicing. Hallelujah. Thank you for praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She still has a hallelujah on her lips, oh God. And she's coming with a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of her lips, oh God, being rendered unto you. What can I render to you, God? What can we give you for all of your benefits?
Oh, my Lord. Lord, you are gracious, God. We deserve none of this, oh, Lord. Thank you for your God. Thank you for your gift. Oh, God.
That's it, my sister. That's it. Hallelujah. Never leaving you, forsaking you. Hallelujah. Praise him and praise him. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. And he already said, God said he knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So take that word and continue to mix it with faith, and you shall see the manifestation. You shall see it. You shall see it. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie. And I don't believe it's by chance that God sent you to this prayer line. I believe that, I mean, over the last 2 months, I don't think it's by chance that Sister Carmen referred you to this prayer line. I believe that God wants to do a new thing in your family. I believe he wants to do a new thing with your children. I believe that God is doing it right now in the name of Jesus. So I know, hallelujah, that he sent you here for a reason so that we could touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. And speak those things
amen.
That are not
thank you,
as though
Father,
they are.
Thank you, God Almighty. We praise you, God.
Yes. So we anoint your children. I anoint her children
God.
In the spirit realm from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet.
Yes,
I put their hands to protect
thank
around each and every one of them. Lord, we send angels on assignment to come and speak your gospel to them, God.
Yes,
in the name
Lord,
of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray
Lord,
that their ears
you,
will be open and their hearts will be open to receive your word.
Thank you.
According
Lord.
To
thank
your will.
You,
according to your will. You said we pray
Lord.
Anything according to your will, God. We can be assured
God.
That you hear us and you give us those things
Jesus.
For which we ask.
Thank
so we praise
Jesus.
You in advance. For answered prayer on tonight. No matter how long it takes, God, we're going to hold on and trust and believe until we see it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise them, my sister. Hallelujah.
God
is this
us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
What about God?
Thank you.
You, Jesus,
amen.
What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God, and he cares for you.
Yes,
he cares for us so much. We don't deserve it, but he loves us so much. Hallelujah. You keep praising him. You have a very sweet spirit, beautiful spirit, and God's going to continue to meet you. I'm looking for the day. I'm looking forward to the day when we get the praise report. One by one, God's going to bring children in. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. We're going to be right
day.
Here. Oh, happy day. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
So we're going to be right here waiting for those calls when they do come and rejoicing with you as God does what he wants to do in their lives. So God bless you. We
God
love
bless
you.
Y'all.
Amen.
Love you too. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless her, Sister Marion. We thank God for her.
Yes.
And it's just amazing, Pastor. She pressed her way to this prayer line.
Yes.
She prayed with her sister earlier, felt the glory of the
My
Lord.
God.
And then, like you said, an emotional tenseness came.
Yeah.
Trying to discourage. And she said, no, I'm going to prayer line tonight. And I thank God for her, Sister Janet, pressing a way, sometimes even through tenseness and discouragement, because we understand the power of prayer.
And let me say this, too, Sister Jeronette and Sister Miriam, let me say this, too. When Pastor was just speaking, I saw Satan in the garden. I saw Satan in the garden talking to Eve, and he was telling Eve, God didn't really say that, did he? You know, and that's how he comes to us, to challenge us and to try to make us not believe God's word. Well, you guys, you ladies, you hold on. You hold on to that word. And Sister Miriam, the same thing. That word I preached on Sunday, I might be down, but I'm not giving up, is on my Facebook page and is on YouTube. Listen to that word. It's going to bless you. Amen. There's an anointing on that word. And not because I preached it, but because God gave it to me. Amen. But you are going to be blessed by that word. It's going to encourage you in your walk. Don't give up. Don't quit. The devil is a liar. He's a liar, and he's already defeated. Hold on to what God has said to you. Continue to delve into your word. Continue to study your word. Meditate on your word, and hold on to your word. Hold on to the word of the Most High God, because that's the final word. He has the final say. Amen. Resist the devil, and he will flee. And hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch God's plan manifest in your lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're here to pray with you all. We thank God for every person on this prayer line. If you need prayer, if you have a praise report, press 1 and we will take your call tonight. Amen. We will talk to you. I'm having Ladies' Day. I'm having Women's Day. At the church, Women's Day is this upcoming Sunday at New Creation Christian Ministry. We're having at New Creation Christian Ministries, we're having Women's Day at 12:30. There's an anointing. My God, the anointing fell so heavily in the house on this past Sunday, and we're expecting God to accelerate that anointing. I will be preaching on this upcoming Sunday. I have a word for the women. Amen. So it's going to be one day only. Instead of my weekend women's conference, I'm having Women's Day, one day only, and we're going to have food afterwards. But press your way. If you're in the New Jersey area, press your way, amen, and be there on Sunday, and you're going to experience another touch from God, amen. It's another touch for you from God, amen. So we have another caller.
Amen. Area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you. We thank God for you tonight.
I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. You may have seen my light flash, I don't know, but I couldn't get on. I was like, okay, I have to get on. But God bless you both. God bless you both.
We saw you as having a little challenges, but you were
determined. I was on my house phone. I couldn't get through. I said, I'm going on my cell phone now, and it better go through.
Jesus,
but God bless you, and God bless it. Huh?
Yes, the positions paid off.
Yes, and thank God for this beautiful day. Thank God for this beautiful day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want
thank
to,
you,
I want to, Yes, I want to talk about what Sister Miriam and Sister Jaronette was talking about, because I know what they mean. I've been through some, you know, situations that I feel like, you know, like I'm discouraged, but I know it's nothing but the devil. The devil is a liar. And I've got to give thanks to God for giving me the strength to resist him and for me listening to the word. And I want to give thanks to my cousin Carmen, because she knows when I get discouraged, and she will put the word in me, and she'll remind me, don't forget, God is always with you no matter what. No matter what, God is always with you. Even
Amen.
In your downs
Amen.
And your up, and he will see you through. And yes, Jesus, I know, because I've experienced that. And I love Jesus so much, because you don't know everything that I've been through in the past almost 2 years, and if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I've been through a lot, and he has walked through it with me. And you know what? And I know there's more to come. I know. And just like you told me, Pastor Rebecca, last week, that God was going to show me little by little, you know, so I know how great he is. I see it. You just have to stop and look and see how far, you know, you come, because I've come so far, and if it wasn't because of God, it wouldn't happen. So, I mean, I just give him all the praise and glory. I wake up in the morning, I think about him, I talk about it. When I feel down, I talk about it. And, you know, the thing is that he's always there for me, and he shows me, like, he'll tell me, be calm, my daughter. Everything's going to be okay. I could feel it, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to let nobody get in my way, because I know that I am blessed and I am highly favored. I know that God is with me at all times. Not only with me, but my friends, my family, because I pray for them too. So I just wanted to say that to Sister Jaronette and Sister Miriam. It's a wonderful feeling when you start experiencing what I have experienced, you know, the love of God and the signs that he sends me. And then here comes, you know, things that try to discourage you, and it's nothing but the devil. The devil is a liar. It will not happen to you. Just stay focused on God. Grab onto him, like you said, Pastor Rebecca. You need to keep a hold of him, because he will walk you through it. So thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus, for this prayer line. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, too.
Amen. And everybody in the prayer line, you know, heard
Jesus.
As you were sharing, and we thank God for Sister Carmen as well.
Yes.
And like you said, she reminds you, and we have those people in our lives who
yes.
are there for us
oh,
to
yes.
speak an encouragement. Word
God.
To kind
yeah.
of nudge
Thank
us back in the right direction.
Yes.
And as you
Thank
said,
God.
You can trace God over the last 3 years. It hasn't been easy,
mm-hmm.
but he's
no.
been with you. You know that God will never leave you nor forsake you.
Never
so
leave me.
So I thank God
never leave
that,
me.
You know, in Bible times, the famines lasted a long time,
mm-hmm.
but God always was there for his people.
Yes, he was.
And even today,
yes.
sometimes, long suffering is a fruit
long
of the Spirit.
Suffering. Oh, glory.
I mean, we don't want to act like it's in the list, but long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. So, listen, when we go through those suffering moments, when we go through those trials, Sister Jaronette and many people call this prayer line, we know that prayer is powerful and effective because it keeps us fight.
Yes.
And it keeps the praise on our lips.
Yes.
And Pastor,
yes.
I believe, and I know that we're talking tonight because God is doing something. You preached this Sunday on the inside.
Glory
be to God.
Glory.
He may not change what's happening on the outside, but if he changed what's happening on the inside of us,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, man,
yes,
I'm about
Lord.
To preach.
Yes,
I feel
Lord,
like preaching.
Thank you.
Glory. I'm
Hallelujah, Jesus, yes.
It don't matter what's happening on the outside. God
it
is doing an
matter.
Internal work with all of us.
It's
and
inside
he's
job.
Doing an inside job.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Glory
thank
be to
Jesus,
God.
Thank you. Glory be to God.
As
thank
you, said,
you
God
Lord.
God has changed you over these
Jesus.
3 years.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
going to continue to change us.
Jesus.
And
yes.
he's doing an inside work
My God.
That the outside
yes.
circumstances will automatically have to line up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us pray for
Hallelujah.
You very quickly, because I'm getting excited, Pastor. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
We thank you for Sister Maria tonight. Thank you, Father God, for her praise and
yes,
her prayer and her love for
yes,
you.
Lord.
I thank you for the many
yes,
spiritual
Lord.
Gifts that you are putting in her life in this season.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, that you have
you.
Taken her higher spiritually.
Yes,
she is maturing. She is growing
yes,
in the
Jesus.
Things of God.
Yes, Lord.
She is in a whole nother season in her life.
Thank you,
she
Jesus.
Is, glory be to God. You have increased her
glory
faith.
Glory be to
so, Lord,
God.
I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For her life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, even Sister
yes,
Carmen
Jesus.
Being in her life.
Yes, God.
That Lord,
yes,
hot
Lord.
Iron sharpening iron
oh.
in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless her.
And she calls this prayer line. She always has an encouraging word for all
thank
of us
you, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So continue to
Lord,
keep her
you.
Praise on her lips.
Yes, God.
Continue
yes,
to
Lord,
meet
Jesus.
Every need
yes,
of her household.
Yes,
continue
Lord,
to open
Jesus.
Doors
thank
for
you.
Her
yes.
and give
thank
her opportunities
you,
from
yes,
heaven.
Lord.
Yes,
in
thank
the
you.
Name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue
yes.
to put
yes.
the right people in her path.
Yes, God.
Even
hallelujah,
Lord, meeting
Lord.
Strangers and leading them to Christ.
Yes, Lord.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. So
thank
bless
you,
her,
Jesus.
Her son,
yes.
Father God,
yes,
on every
Lord,
need, every want.
Yes, Lord.
Do it,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
in the name
you.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you.
So
thank you, Jesus.
For his life.
Thank
yes,
you.
God.
Bless her. Cover her. And keep
yes,
her.
Thank you.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen.
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 God bless you. Amen.
God bless
amen.
You both, and you guys have a good night.
Thank
amen.
You,
you
thank
too.
You.
God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Love you. Hallelujah. Amen.
I tell you, every caller tonight have added to this prayer line, and we thank God for the people that have
Jesus.
Called. We stand in the need of prayer, but I thank God. The word said we overcame by the blood of the Lamb
yeah.
and the word of our testimony.
Word of our testimony.
It's just a test.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to pass the test.
Got to pass the test.
This too shall pass.
Oh, I was thinking that earlier.
This too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
Be encouraged, people of
the
God.
This trouble don't last always.
It don't last always.
My God.
He said the things
but
which
God
are.
God is an ever-present help.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The things which are temporary, sometimes we can see that.
Yes, yes.
But the things which are eternal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Glory be to
my
God.
God. My God.
Are eternal. Sometimes they're invisible.
Yes.
You can't track it. You can't trace it.
Yes.
But God is there.
But God.
In the name
but
of Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're about to go. Again, I just want to reiterate on Sunday, if you are in this New Jersey area,
mm-hmm.
again, normally we give a woman's conference. Pastor Rebecca is doing something different this year. The focus and the spotlight is going to be on women. You know, mother, bring your daughter. Sister, bring another sister, girlfriends, bring your girlfriends, and God has a word through Pastor Rebecca for the women,
mm-hmm.
grandmothers and daughters and single parents.
Yeah.
Just any female that you know, send them to 1482 Maple Avenue on Sunday, 12:30 service. They won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Women go through so much, and Pastor Rebecca is going to impart into women and give them supernatural strength and ability for this season. She has an anointed word in her belly as we have that Woman's Day at New Creation Church. So spread the word. Send it through your text and your Facebook and tell them to come on to New Creation on Sunday. We're actually having food at the end of the service, so tell them they can also get their eat on and their grub on. We got some good cooks at our church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't get me started. We have some good cooks at our church,
yes.
and we're going to have a food fellowship after the service. And God is just moving mightily at New Creation.
Amen.
Actually,
amen.
One more announcement. We have an open house also on Thursday night, a meet and greet.
Yes, Thursday.
We also have food on Thursday night, 7 p.m. 7 o'clock to 8:30. We have some literature.
The hospitality.
We have some literature on what we do every Thursday night. Again,
yes.
it's a support group. It's against drugs and alcohol primarily, but any kind of addiction, pornography, gambling, too much television. I don't know what people addicted to any and everything, cigarette smoking. Come to that support group, and we have a lot of information for those who are struggling with strongholds. And it really is an effective group of people who love God, and we lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Thursday at 7 o'clock. We're going to start. But it goes all the way through to the 8:30 p.m. hour.
Yes.
Again, this Thursday is an open house for the Most Excellent Way. support group ministry that my wife and I are part of. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And we have our regular midweek service tomorrow night. God has been, I tell you, our people are growing. God is speaking through new creation. And we just thank God in this season that the new creation church family, we're growing, we're thriving. People graduating college and getting jobs and closing all homes. God is just doing a great thing. And we thank God for people excelling and growing and just seeing prosperity happening in their lives. The manifestation of God's word will inevitably happen if we hang around. And Becca said, write the vision now, make it plain. Mm. Though it tarry, wait for it.
My God.
Because in due season, it shall not lie, but it shall come to pass.
Yeah.
I had fainted, except by seeing the goodness of God in the earth. So we're going to go down from this place. Again, we have a busy week at New Creation. Wednesday night, we're going to be there at 7:30. Thursday night, we're going to be there at 7 o'clock. And Sunday, we're going to be there at 12:30. Come out and fellowship with us. Hallelujah.
Amen. And just as we go down, Father, we just thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you, Father God, for being in our midst. So, God, we thank you for all who are sick. I pray healing over every life right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of healing. Father God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and you sent Jesus with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for healing, being the children's bread, and we receive healing on today. We declare that sickness has no power in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Yvette, Pastor Geneva Thomas Bartley right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for her healing. We pray, Father God, for her body to continue to be strengthened. We pray, Father God, for successful surgery, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Father God, that you did not bring her this far to leave her. So we thank you for a miracle. Lord, we're asking for a miracle in the life of Geneva Thomas Bartley. Lord, put your hand of healing upon her. Father God, touch her, oh God. Hallelujah. Send your ministry angels. You said you sent your word and healed them, oh God. So, Lord, we're sending your word down to Florida, oh God, down to that hospital, and we're thanking you in advance, Father God, for your work in her life, God. And we pray for, Father God, my uncle Bree Love, oh God, who broke his hip, oh God. We thank you for healing in his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all power being made manifest even in his bones, oh God, even as he heals, oh God. Lord, we thank you for my Aunt Josephine, oh God, who's dealing with dementia, oh God. Lord, we pray healing over her life, and for everybody who's dealing with any kind of sickness, I say be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Oh God, be healed. Just lay your hands on yourself in that area. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Hallelujah. Be healed. God is drying up, hallelujah, ulcers and tumors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's healing muscles and tendons. He's taking away arthritis.
Yes.
That headache is going to be not going to come back anymore.
What?
Hallelujah. God is regulating your eyesight, your vision. Blood pressure is coming down. Hallelujah. Cholesterol is coming down. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We bind up and cut off the spirit of diabetes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Body aches and hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for healing on tonight, God. Heal every person, Father God, who's sick. Every person who's, we bind up the spirit of affliction. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Depression. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we cast sickness and depression, we cast it into the pit, the abyss of hell, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for total healing. We thank you for total prosperity. We thank you for loosing money, oh, God, to pay every bill. We thank you, Lord, for loosing peace and joy. We thank you, Lord, for our children being blessed. We pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, God, every family, God, the Carroll family, every family, God, every single family, Lord. We pray for every family. of New Creation Christian Ministries and those on this prayer line. We pray for every family on this prayer line, God. We say touch, God, touch their finances, touch their marriages, touch their health, touch their children, touch the place of employment, touch, oh God, give them favor, oh God.
In the marketplace,
God. Give them favor as they come and favor as they go. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that no good thing will you hold from those of us who are the called, oh God, those who walk uprightly before you. So, Lord, we praise your name and we magnify your name. Bless my mother, oh God. Bless my sisters, my brothers. Bless and touch, oh God. Keep every family together. Bring our families together like never before, God. We bind up the spirit of division and schism. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' matchless name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Well, God bless you. Hallelujah. Listen, go over to my Facebook page. Go to our website, nccmonline.org. Hallelujah. Go to our New Creation Facebook page. Like our page. Amen. Go to YouTube, watch those videos. If you need a word, my God, you'll find a relevant word on YouTube, amen, that will touch and minister to your heart. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our Lord.
This keeps me going. This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
your future.